Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And it's finally.
Glory to God. Glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, this is the whole truth and nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this very moment, Lord, for a day that we have never seen before. We ask the Heavenly Father that you bless us, that you keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, that you deliver us, dear Heavenly Father. Deliver us from ourselves, dear Heavenly Father, because in most of the time in this life, we seem to be our biggest enemy. So we're asking right now, Heavenly Father, that you take this broadcast forward, that you touch the hearts, you touch the mind, you touch the ears of every one of those listeners today. And we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise in the name of your Son, Yahshua, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. All right, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live once again. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. So let's take a moment of silence. A moment of silence for all of those who have lost someone to senseless violence. Those of you that have lost someone through the violence and the prejudice of this system that we live in, which we call justice in America. And we know in most cases, most of the time, it's just us in America. We have received, violence and false persecution, and those of us that have suffered so much pain in America through the law enforcement and the violence act that we endure each and every day. Yeah, this is the whole truth, nothing but truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And another incident happened in Atlanta where we had some, young children that were caught up in the path of violence. It seemed like every time we turn around, the innocent, ones who ain't even got nothing to do with what's going on out here in the streets, are falling prey to violent acts, or falling prey to acts of violence, or, falling prey to, our sons and our daughters, little babies. They're where they're supposed to be at. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And yet they keep falling victim to gun violence. And today, looking back over the years, we're in the month of March, and already, we're looking at the death tolls across the country. Already, we're looking at the numbers of people, being affected by acts of violence. And today we want to try to come up with an explanation as to why these things are taking place in our community and what we can do as Black America to counteract these things. Enough is enough, y'all. We done been through enough of this. And I don't care, you know, every race on the planet, every people on the planet that are represented on the planet have been through some type of, have been through something. They've been through some type of slavery, or they've been through some type of abuse, or some type of Holocaust, or they've been through some acts of violent history. You know, we as Black America, we're not the only ones that have ever been enslaved. We're not the only ones that have ever been mistreated in history, that have faced destruction in history. But what I must say is that, you know, how we react and what we do, this is the problem. Because, you know, most civilizations have been, have a part in their history where they can talk about them being enslaved or their people being persecuted. But we have to ask the question, why are we different? Why are we different as a people? Why are we different as a nation of people? And again, we'll be in Matthew, the 17th chapter. We'll be in Matthew, the 17th chapter today. We go in New Testament. So get your Bibles. Get your Bibles and go with me to the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew. And we're going to get in the Word. We're going to get in the Word. Let us take a moment of silence. As I said, let us take a moment of silence for all of those people, all of those families out there that are listening to this broadcast that have lost someone, or someone fell victim of violence, and or fell victim or died because of senseless violence. Let us take a moment of silence. Amen. Amen. And amen. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again, I thank you for taking that moment of silence to, you know, to reflect and to give, you know, to send up prayers for those families that have been affected by the violence and by the violent acts that go out every day. Once again, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is the Sabbath day. So we give God all the honor. We give God all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. Thanking you for another Sabbath day. Thanking you for another day of rest. Thanking you for another day of praise. Thanking you for another day of exaltation. When we give you all the honor, Father God, we give you all the glory in the name of Yeshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, and we praise you for all the things that are happening in this day. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. And we're talking about Black America today, and we're talking about the amount of violence and the mass incarceration of a nation of people. And today I want to add the rebuke and the rebuttal that it ain't nobody's fault but our own. Yep, it ain't nobody's fault but our own. You see, you know, our people are on TV, they're on the radio, they're on podcasts, they got all kinds of stuff going. Me, you know, I've been online. I've been practicing online ministry. God commanded me, Pastor Lionel Gant, to build the Life in Christ Christian Ministry. He commanded me to build a church without walls. And those of you that know me, those of you that have been a part of my ministry, have been with me for a long time, you know that this is what we do every day. This is what we do, you know, what we've been doing online. Before that was in the Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, you know, we were out there doing outreach ministry. The Life in Christ have been in effect for a number of years, and you know, not being a traditional church made like the churches that we see today, this was a total outreach ministry. The mere fact that you're listening to this broadcast, the mere fact that you have participated in the Love Festivals, you participated in the event that we hosted across the nation. We've been in Florida. We've been hosting events in Alabama and Mississippi. We've hosted events in South Carolina. We've hosted events in, in Chicago. Everywhere that we've gone, everywhere we've linked and networked with people out here, we have been on the forefront of the battle to stop the violence and the mass incarceration of our people. When we're nobody talking about mass incarceration and the effects of the prison industrial complex, we were out there preaching and teaching those things. We've been on the battlefield, and we've been out front representing Black America and the things that are affecting us, the most. Right now, the violence. If Dr. King was here, I think this would be his primary campaign to stop us from killing us. So Black America, I'm telling you, today I'm explaining to you that the situation that you're in that situation today, we're going to look at some of the reasons why, you know, violence is so prevalent in our neighborhood. We're going to look at some of the reasons why our children are being mass incarcerated. Stand by. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Stand by one. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sorry about that, you all. We, you know, this broadcast is live, and a lot of time we have some technical difficulties. But glory to God, we're thankful that for these amount of years, we've been on the air, and we've been live since 2017, and now, you know, we're in 2023. And we've been on the air, and we've been pushing, pushing for enlightenment, because we feel like the best way to counteract violence and mass incarceration in our community, we agreed a long time ago that in order to counteract these things which are affecting Black America, that we had to change the heart and minds of men. Meaning that not only we had to change the hearts and minds of our Black brothers and sisters, but we also had to change the hearts and minds of our white brothers and sisters, of our Latino and other races of people. We had to change. We had to change the hearts of the people. We had to come up with a strategy to to open up the hearts and the minds of the people. Excuse me. And the best way we could do that is through by knowledge and education. And also, you know, we have to change the situation that our people are in order to effect a real positive change. So knowledge is power. And once we enlighten you, once we give you that knowledge, once we open up the windows of your mind, once we open up the doors to your heart, then we effect positive change. And what we see happening today, you know, a lot of people, you know, we had a lot of broadcasts, we interviewed a lot of people on this radio broadcast, and a lot of them say the same thing, you know, saying that the reason why we are so, you know, oppressed, and the reason why we are going so much killing in our community, so much mayhem, so much violence in our community, they blame it on us being a primitive people or a ignorant people, or you know, they say things like, you know, rats in the ghetto, roaches in the ghetto, and you know, they blame it on our lifestyle, but that's not true. And if we look at those settlers that came to America by choice, those who came to America by choice, you know, they suffered in ghettos up north. They suffered in ghettos, and they had lived in horrible conditions in California and in New York and in New Jersey and up in, you know, up north, where as the settlers first came to this country, they suffered many things. And they went through the same thing. They suffered through different acts of violence, and, you know, they had hard living conditions because of the situation that they were put in. If you take a whole lot of people and cram them into one place with little opportunity, with no food, with limited amounts of shelter, you're going to produce the same atmosphere. You're going to produce the same behaviors. You're going to see violence. You're going to see robbery. You're going to see stealing. You're going to see those things, you know, people doing horrible things in order to survive. This is a condition that could be placed on anybody. That, you know, all of the settlers that came here newly to America, they all suffered through these things. The Chinese that came over to this country newly seeking for opportunities, they suffered through many tribulations. The Irish that came over to this country newly, they suffered a whole lot of things of oppression and slavery and servitude. And as we look at every culture, we look at the Scottish, we look at all the different cultures that have come here, the British, the French. We look at all these cultures that came to America that made up the fiber of what America is today. There was nobody that was more afflicted. Nobody was more enslaved. Nobody was more violated, more mistreated than what we call today Black America. We suffered, you know, over 240 some years of slavery on American soil. We were brought here against our will. We were not brought here on cruise ships to start a new life in America. We were brought here on slave ships. We were the largest amount of commerce in the world at one time, which was fueled by the hatred and the bitterness and the suffrage of slavery. We are the only nation of people in the world that have suffered through these things. We talk about the Jews, the so-called Jews, Jewish people and what they suffered through the Holocaust. But we've been going through this Holocaust for more than 400 years. We have suffered affliction in America for more than 400 years. And last year, this is what we talked about the whole year. We was in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse, and I showed you through the Bible where God had prophesied that if Israel continued to violate God's commandments, if Israel continued to violate God's word, God told them that they were that their descendants was going to suffer in a strange land for more than 400 years. But at the end of that 400 years, God said that he would judge those nations that judged us. So now all of those nations who judged us, all of those nations who afflicted us as a people, as Black America as a people, now we're seeing those countries, we're seeing those nations being afflicted around the globe. And y'all, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. I'm going to tell you, everything that I say to you, I encourage you to go look it up, to go research it, and you'll find out that we're dealing with nothing but the whole truth. All right, y'all. So what I'm saying to you is that if given the same situation, all of the people who established themselves in America, stand by one, please. Excuse me. Yeah, all those nations that were colonized, all those nations that came to American soil newly, you know, they came on ships. They came on ships to American soil, but and they endured hardships and things of that sort. But they weren't. Nobody suffered like we did here in Black America. You know, we were brought in slave ships. We were brought in horrible conditions. We were brought over here to be traded for slaves. And the things that we suffered were unlike all the things that others came in as settlers. They came in by their own choice. A lot of people we understand that came from China, they suffered many things because seeking a new opportunity, a lot of the Oriental descendants came to America seeking for a new opportunity, a new start in this so-called new land, in this so-called new world. They came over here looking, seeking new opportunities, and a lot of them were placed in a sort of slavery because they had to work for so many years to pay back their debt. For the ones who bought their ticket to get on the ships, they had to pay back promises that they made to landlords and different people who maintained control over them, and so this was a life of suffering for them also. So it was not only just Black America that went through horrific things in America, but just about every race that was established here in America went through some type of horrible treatment on American soil. As we walk through the state of Georgia, I mentioned this many times on my broadcast. You know, there's not a place in America, especially here in Georgia, that we haven't seen. There's not a place here in Georgia where there hasn't been where we haven't seen the blood of innocent people shed. And this is what has happened here. Georgia was the 13th colony, and in Georgia we saw, horrific acts of violence that was being committed. We saw them hanging, what we call lynching people throughout the nation. We've seen, so many horrific places and things that took part in Georgia. There's not a place, I would say, in America, there's not a place on America that we haven't seen bloodshed. We haven't seen, the violence that went across this nation. And we as the children of the Most High God, we are the ones who have suffered the most violent treatment here in America. We are the ones who went through the Holocaust here in America, more so than any other race of people, more so than any other people that have came upon these shores. We are the ones who have suffered the most. And as I taught you last year, we were dealing with Genesis, the 15th chapter. We were over there in the 13th and the 14th verse, where God said, where God told Abraham, "Know for surely." Excuse me, y'all, I got a cold and got some congestion going on this morning, so please forgive me. In Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, God told Abram, "Know for surely that your descendants, that your offspring, in the future, in the very distant future, that your offspring are going to go through great tribulations. They're going to go through slavery. They're going to go through imprisonment. They're going to go through horrible time in a strange land, in a new land, for 400 years." And God prophesied that throughout the Bible, that if Israel didn't keep his commandments, that if the Hebrew nation of Israel didn't keep God's commandments, he said that this is what they were going to go through. He described the acts that we were going to suffer in great detail so that we might know who the true children of Israel, face of the earth. And although they took away our name, they took away our identity, they took away our language so that we couldn't speak Hebrew. They didn't allow us to write in Hebrew. They gave us a strange language. They gave us this so-called English language and forbidden us to speak of our own history. And they literally beat it out of us. They literally, tried to hold back the secret as to who we were. They didn't let us know that we were the descendants of Abraham. They didn't let us know that we were the descendants of Isaac, that we were the descendants of Jacob, that we were the children of the Most High God. They beat it out of us. They tried to keep us illiterate, take away our ability to read and to write, and to force this hardship on us, that so much so that we as a nation of people forgot about who we were. We didn't know where we came from. They say we came from Africa, but Africa has, more than 120 different races, different classes, and different denominations of people throughout the African course. There are so many different tribes of people in Africa. By them just saying that we're from Africa, what does that mean? What part of Africa, what tribe from Africa, what nationality of people did we come from in Africa? And it has been determined that we, yes, we came, we were found in Africa. We were enslaved on the slave coast of Africa because our people were Israelites. Our people came from the land of Judah. Our people came from Africa. But most of them ran down into Africa after the persecution of the Roman government. The persecution was so severe against them that a lot of our people, they flee for their lives. As we saw examples in the Bible that whenever something was happening in Israel, a lot of times the Israelites, they would run down to Egypt, which is a black nation, just like the Hebrew nation were. These were people of color because they came out of the heartland of Africa. Because they came out of Africa, you know, most of the people that you're reading about in your Bible today, these are black people. These are people of color. And the Catholic Church wanted to annihilate that. They didn't want the world to know that the children of the Most High God are African, or, you know, we are black people. So they, you know, robbed us of our language. They robbed us of our knowledge of Hebrew. They robbed us of all of that. But we thank God for Jesus, because through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, through the baptizing of the Holy Spirit, I think that God has brought us back in one contact with him, that when people are immersed in the Holy Spirit, they begin to speak in other tongues. I believe that God gives us back those Hebrews, those of us black Americans that came from the Hebrew nation. I believe that when they're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they begin to speak in tongues, that Aramaic is the language that they're speaking in, that they're speaking back in the holy language. Because for a long time on this earth, the only language on this earth was the Hebrew language. That was the primary religion. That was the primary, language that came from God. That was the primary language that they spoke on the earth, until the time that God scattered the people and confused the languages. There was only one language, and that was the Hebrew language. And so I believe that when God put things back right between God and man, I believe that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit brings us back in fellowship with the Spirit of God, brings us back in fellowship with the Word of God, and it brings us back into the knowledge of the Hebrew language, the language that was taken from us, the language that was beaten out of us. I believe that God baptizes us in his Spirit, and he fills us with the understanding of his language, which is the Hebrew language. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. See, everything begins to make sense to you, okay? All these things that happen to us and having our identity stripped from us, having our language stripped from us, having our knowledge of our history beaten out of us, you know, it's powerful. It's powerful revelation that God sets us back in oneness with him through the outpouring of his Holy Spirit, that those of us that come in contact with him, that keeps his commandment, God opens back up our understanding. And now he has walked us through the Bible, where he has shown us in the Bible that we are the children of the Most High God. And that makes all the difference in the world, because before we could go into this part of judgment, before we could see this new heaven and this new earth, the nation of Israel has to be identified. The nation of Israel has to come back on the scene And many things have to happen before the return of Christ and before we see the judgment of God. And right now, we are just one more step closer to that as Black America are becoming aware of themselves and they've been able to do the research and they know who we are. Now that we know that we are the children of the Most High God, we see a lot of things changing. We see a lot of things taking effect. And this is the hour that we're living in today, where we have suffered in this country for 400 years, meaning that August 2019 was the end of that 400 years. And now we are seeing great changes that are happening around the world. I could see you say not only are these changes happening in America, in South America and in Central America and in the islands, we're seeing these changes around the globe. We're seeing the eyes of the people becoming open everywhere around the planet. So right now we realize that God is in control and that the nations are in the hands of God. Nations rise and fall based on God's divination, based on God's divinity, based on God's knowledge, you know, because he has set these things in motion. So right now, we're coming to you with, you know, our strategy was to come to you with knowledge, to give you the knowledge that you needed, to open up your mind, to open up your eyes, the eyes of your understanding, so that you would know for surely who you are and where you came from. And when we started this Stop the Violence campaign, we made it clear that it was our job, it was our goal to change the hearts and minds of men, to stop the violence in our neighborhood by letting us know as Black men as to who we are, by letting our people know as Black women who they are, where they came from. So we use the power of knowledge. We use the power of education, and we use the power of economic empowerment to counteract the mindset, to counteract the enslavement and the darkness and the hatred and all the things that were forced upon Black America. We countered that through by the use of education and economic empowerment. We stopped the violence in our neighborhoods. And everywhere we've gone, ever since we've been out here, people have been saying no to violence. People have been saying no to gun violence. And we've seen the numbers constantly decreasing as the eyes of the people are open. We see that this is the most effective way to stop violence in America. This is the most effective way to counteract the mass incarceration of our people. People, it's just time for us to stop making excuses. It's time for, just because, you know, they're dropping off guns in our neighborhoods in Chicago. We got reports of them dropping off cases of guns and ammunition and magazines in our neighborhoods. And they, what they mean for us to do is they mean for us to kill ourselves. They mean for us to use these weapons to destroy our culture. But it's high time now that we take that shackle off our mind, that we take that shackle off our eyes. You know, I don't care how many guns they drop in the Black community. I don't care how much drugs they drop off in the Black community. It's up to us not to use those guns. It's up to us not to use those drugs to bring our community down. It's up to us to take in the discipline of choosing not to kill our brothers, not to kill our sisters. It's up to us to stop the violence. It's up to us to stop killing us in Black America. And so it's time for us. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care what ghetto they put you in. There's no excuse for you taking the life of another man or another woman because of your economic status, because of where you are. I watched my grandparents in my town. I was born in 1959. So I watched my grandparents and my aunties and my uncles, you know, they lived a different life. You know, if one of them had bread, everybody had bread. One of them had a pot of grits. They fed all the children in the neighborhood. They came together as one people. Okay, so that nobody had to suffer those things. And when I was growing up, I thought we was rich. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know about any poverty or anything like that because, because of our neighbors and because of our strong ties to family, we ate every day. And we ate good food every day. And we had a roof over our head. There was no such thing as homelessness in those days because we had strong families and everybody stayed under the same roof. And everybody, we didn't have any Feed the Hungry program because we fed each other as being kinfolks, as being neighbors. If I had something to eat, everybody on my street had something to eat. They were able to come and get a sandwich, or they were able to come and get a biscuit. They were able to come and get some grits or some eggs or something to eat because we took care of each other. So it's enough of that making excuses that because we're in poverty, we're out here living in this situation where we're killing each other. We can't use that excuse anymore because I don't care what ghetto you come from. I don't care what neighborhood you come from. There's no excuse for you taking the lives of your brothers and sisters. There's no excuse for us to be taking each other's lives. There's no excuse for us to be bringing down our neighborhood. Even though they flood our neighborhood with drugs, we still have the ability to overcome that. And, the drugs don't make us. We just like they say, the money don't make us. We make the money. You know, Black America has shown the world that the drugs don't make us. We make the drugs, where they, brought the crack cocaine and they brought the heroin into our communities to strike us down, to help to make us fall down. We survived all of that. We survived through the crack cocaine epidemic. We survived through the heroin epidemic. We survived through the epidemic of the mollies and the pills and all the things that they were trying to bring into our lives. We survived through all of the meth labs and all the stuff they tried to bring into our community to bring us down. We as a nation of Black people, we survived through it. We fought through it. And as a nation of people, we came through it. So what I'm saying to you today, enough is enough. It's a time out for making excuses about why Black America is out here killing each other. Why Black America is out here robbing and stealing from each other. Why is Black America out here, selling the drugs and using the drugs? Well, let me tell you something. Every race, every nationality of people in America suffer from these same things. Their children use drugs. Their children are out here committing fornication, committing adulterous relationships, having children out of wedlock. They're out here, every race of people that are in this country. We're talking about Chinese, Japanese. We're talking about Italian, Irish, English. We're talking about African. We're talking about every nationality on the face of this earth, every nationality located here in America. They all suffer from the same thing, okay? They're not talking about the Africans that come to America from countries like Nigeria, like Ghana, and other places around the world. They come to the United States, and we don't hear about the crime rates amongst them in our community. We don't hear about the crime rates of the Chinese that migrated here. We don't hear about the crime rates of the Jewish settlers that settled here. We don't hear about the crime rates of all of the other nationalities of people that that assembled here in America. We don't hear about those things But the only thing they, you know, they're preaching to the world, the only thing the media is putting out in the world is about, you know, all the negative things that are happening to Black America, which we only make a percentage of the American population. I don't believe we make up 13%. I believe it's a higher percentage than that. I believe we make up at least 30 to 40% of this nation's population because of slavery. There were more Black people, you know, imported into America. There were more Black children, and we have to see that there's more Black offspring in this country than what they're trying to give us credit for. They're trying to keep us in the so-called minority status, but I think that there's a lot more Black, you know, offspring than what they're giving us credit for through the so-called media, through their control of media today. They're trying to make it seem as though we're down to like, you know, 10% or 12% of the population when we are way more than that in the population. Because, I mean, if you look at the slavery, if you look at slavery, for every plantation, for every family of at least, you know, 4 to 6 white Americans that were on the slave plantation, there were over 40 or 50 slaves. You know, there were more than 30 slaves on a plantation in order to maintain the plantation, in order to grow the crops, in order to grow the animals, to work a plantation, to harvest the sugar cane, to harvest the cotton, or to harvest those things in great abundance. You needed a lot of workers. So there was more Black population to every plantation, to every household, than there were white. So even the average family, even the average white family that maybe had a husband, a wife, a couple of in-laws, and, you know, more than 6 children in that household, you know, they had more slaves than they had their actual family members. You know, so they might have had, you know, on the average, at least the average family of let's say, you know, a husband, a wife, 2 sons, 2 daughters in a family, which would make up the number of 6. They would have about, you know, 10 or 15 slaves per each one of those individuals. So there's no way that they say that we're only 13% of the population of the United States, and that explains the reason why they're trying to kill us. That explains the reason why they're trying to mass incarcerate us. They're trying to keep us down, and keep us out of the arc of power in order to, so that we can't promote change. You know, these things have been inflicted upon us. So now it's time for us to come out of that. Time for us to come to the knowledge of who we are. We are the children of the Most High God. We are descendants of Abraham. We are the descendants of Isaac and of Jacob. We are the people that you're reading about in the Bible. We are the descendants of Adam and Eve. We come from the lineage of the chosen people of God. And once you have that knowledge in your heart, once you have that knowledge in your mind, things change. So right now I'm asking you to get in your Bible. I'm asking you to research your Bible. I'm asking you to follow my broadcast. Stay up with me And we're gonna use the power of the truth to break the shackles and to break the yokes of bondage that's upon our people. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I'd like to thank all of you who have participated with me and that have walked with me on this journey. I pray that you research everything that I've told you. Today we were in the book of Matthew, the 17th chapter. I'm going to ask you to go and read that 17th chapter of the book of Matthew. It's going to bring you so much enlightenment. It's going to touch your heart. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. We kind of went over our time. I said that when I'm teaching the Word of God, I would try not to go over 30 minutes, but we've gone over that time today. And I want you to take the time to go online and to research who are the real children of Israel, who are the real children of the Most High God. And Matthew, the 17th chapter, is going to help you out in that regard. And I'm asking you to go in your Bible right now and read that. I'm asking you to have a blessed Sabbath day. I'm asking you to have a blessed holy day that God has set aside for you and for your families. And I'm praying right now that God do miracles, miracles in your life. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Peace and blessings.